This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
What a day. What a day yesterday was. I could just pretend like I recorded this yesterday, I guess, but I'm not going to do that. So I went into the city of DC yesterday for the XFL game. This was the DC Defenders versus the Seattle Dragons. And I must say, you know, I wasn't even planning to do a podcast on this at all. Cause here's the thing. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't talk about wrestling on this podcast. I watch other sports casually, football, baseball. I just don't talk about these things on the podcast, and I'm not coming on here and giving like some in-depth review of the game, but the experience I think is absolutely worth sharing because, it was just everything that happened was just so completely unexpected that I'm just like, wow, what a day. And I just wanted to commit it to tape, or digital file, whatever you want to call it, and put it out on a podcast so I have this memory with me forever. And so whether this is something that you're interested in listening to, or if you're not, obviously you can just exit out. It's not a big deal, but what a day in DC yesterday. So about a week ago, my buddy and I planned to get tickets to this football game. The XFL, for those of you guys that don't know, the very brief background was Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, formerly WWF, opened up a football league in 2001. So 19 years ago, this month, as a matter of fact, opened up a football league. He partnered up with NBC and it just tanked. Well, fast forward 19 years later and the XFL is having a revival. It's back. I was very, very, kind of nervous about this in the sense of I just didn't know like what to expect. I'm like, Vince McMahon, he's like in his 70s. He must be out of his freaking mind to start up a football league in 2020. But, I'm not fully immersed in sports and, I don't know that people are necessarily clamoring for this. I hang out on Reddit and I go in the XFL subreddit and there's lots of people that are very excited about this. And I'm like, maybe there is something to it. Anyway, so the XFL crashed and burned hard in 2001. They lasted one season and they were out the door. The television ratings tanked, et cetera, et cetera. As of recording this right now, I do not know what the TV ratings were for the two games that aired yesterday, but I think they're going to come out probably later this afternoon. That's usually when TV ratings come out, as late afternoon. So I'm interested to see how they did. They were on ABC and Fox. Today they're on Fox and ESPN. So there's a good chance that maybe it does very well. And I hope it does succeed, especially after what I saw today. So anyway, my buddy and I, we got end zone tickets for $20. You can tell they really want to get people in to sample the product, come in, and hopefully they get hooked and hopefully they'll come back. And I think that there's like five home games for the DC Defenders. And I hope it does well. They announced the attendance at like 17,000. I'm not very good at counting. It did not look like 17,000, but I'm not here to judge or shame them in any way. There were a lot of empty seats, but there were also a lot of people that were there that were excited. They were fired up. They wanted to see a good game. And I think that this game absolutely delivered. So let me tell you about my experience. We spent $20 and got seats in the end zone. And my buddy, he was having some problems with the seat as far as like kind of the leg room. He's a very tall guy. And, sometimes if you have problems with the seats, you can go down to guest services and say, hey, look, the seats are a little bit tight, which a lot of stadiums they are. But they have, like wider seats for people that potentially will run into this problem. And so you just go down to guest services and you say, hey, look, I'm having problems with the leg room here. It's very uncomfortable. It's making my body hurt. And they will absolutely go out of their way. I've never gone to a place where they did not go out of their way to try to move you somewhere else to where you're more comfortable. And that I really appreciate. What I did not expect was that they moved us down to the club level. First row of the club, you have the field, you have the club, and then you have the higher up seats. And these seats, by the way, were amazing. So we're sitting there, we're watching the game. And then I look down on the field and who do I see? I see Shane McMahon. Now, obviously, if you're not a wrestling fan, you're not going to know who that is. Shane McMahon is the son of Vince McMahon, who owns the league. Shane McMahon, also known very, very well for his wrestling in the WWE. And he's there with another executive from WWE, Kevin Dunn, who kind of directs all the video, you know, directs all the programs, you know, calls the cameras and, you know, he does all that stuff. And we see Shane, we yell to Shane. He looks up, he sees us. He leaves and we're like, okay, well, that was cool. He came in, he watched the game. We waved, he waved, yada, yada, yada. We take a break somewhere in the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. We go to the concession stand, grab a quick snack, and we come back out on the field and we're watching the game some more. And towards the end of the fourth quarter, we see Shane come back out. And I looked at my friend and I said, are you thinking what I'm thinking? You think there's a chance we can go down there and get a picture? Because, by the way, for the people that are on the field down there, right up in the front, he is taking pictures with them. Like, you know, he's not doing it nonstop, but like in between plays, he's walking over, taking pictures with people, which tells me this guy is really cool. For him to do that, that's awesome. So I look at my buddy and I say, let's try to go down there. My buddy is a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit nervous because we don't belong down there. And I've had experience before. When you go into a section that is not yours, unless it's like some who gives a shit baseball game where it's like the seventh inning, you know, and the ushers are not really paying attention, you know, you can sneak down. But typically, like in wrestling events I've seen before, like if you try to sneak down, they will stop you and they will tell you to move along. So we said, you know what? Screw it. There was 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We hauled ass downstairs. We went right over to that section that's on the field itself, walked right past an usher who didn't even utter a single word to us, asked zero questions. And I'm trying to walk to the section that is closest to where he is standing. And we go down there to the front row and we're yelling for him. Now, I don't think he remembers us from when he waved earlier because he's probably seen a lot of people at this point and he's taken a lot of pictures. The media is getting interviews with him. And so there's this guy who I would later find out is one of the presidents or the vice president of the XFL. And he was recording us. He was doing a video recording us, you know, cheering, chanting XFL, you know, just trying to get a good fan video. I don't know what he's going to use it for, if he's going to use it for anything. He was just filming it on his phone. And so we do the chant and I look at him and I said, hey, man, we did something for you. Please do something for me. Can you go and tell Shane that I would love to get a picture with him? And much to my surprise, he said, okay. And I thought maybe he was just blowing me off. No, he actually walked over to Shane, tapped him on the shoulder, points at me and my buddy and says, hey, those two guys would like a photo with you. He looks over, I'm giving him like the please. I got my hands in like a praying motion with my phone. Please, can I get, please get a picture? Cause I know he's come over multiple times and I'm like, okay, at this point, he's probably just over it. He's probably tired of coming over, but he's such a nice guy that he comes over and does it anyway. And so he looks at us, I look at him and he's like, okay, yeah, one second. He waits for a break in the play. I think they called a timeout or something. They were near the end zone and there was a play. I don't remember the exact thing, but there was like a play where it was like questionable. They call a timeout. And so, yeah, so there you go. He walks over, he says, we got to make this really quick, guys. I have to head out. And we take the picture. I say, thank you very, very much. He says, you are very welcome. We take the picture. He walks off And I said to myself, I looked at my buddy, there was 5 minutes left in this game. DC was up by like 20 points. I said, you know what? Screw this. Let's just get out of here because I got what I wanted. There is nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, that is going to top that moment than a picture with Shane O'Mac. Here comes the money. Love that guy. And for him to take a moment out of his time to walk over, and this is a very busy guy, by the way, probably flew in on a private jet. You know, I don't know if he directly works with the XFL or if he's just there just kind of overseeing stuff, taking notes for his dad. I have no idea what his involvement is with that company, but, you know, I'm sure he doesn't have time to take pictures with each and every single person, but the fact that he did, and not just for me, when I first saw him earlier and he was walking over and taking pictures with every single person, that one-on-one, that shows to me real character, real class. I think Shane McMahon is the real deal. And I really appreciate it. So that was my memory of the game yesterday. I will take that with me forever. And it really just kind of capped the end of a great day in Washington. And I'm really excited for the XFL. Not just because the owner's son took a picture with me, but because I genuinely thought the game was very well paced. I thought that there was a lot of action. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I would definitely go back. Will I make it to each and every single home game? No, but will I definitely go back at least at the very minimum one more time before the season's up? Yes, I will. It was a blast. And XFL is back. I hope that they do well. The rumors are that Vince has put enough money into it to last for 3 seasons, guaranteed. So I'm sure he probably got some verbiage in the contracts to where the television stations will not cancel him. For the first season, I think we're going to get at least 3 seasons. So we'll see how it goes. I'm very intrigued to see what happens next. God damn, I'm fighting back burps again. So I'm very intrigued to see what happens. I wish them all the best. And I just wanted to share this special day with you guys because it just meant a lot for him to, for Shane to take time out of his day. And it meant a lot for me just to have this memory of an incredible day. It's been kind of a rough week emotionally for my mental health. And yesterday I got to go out and have an absolute high of all the highs with this. So just extremely thankful and grateful for the experience that I had. And as I record this now, I'm getting ready to leave. I got to make an hour drive to Baltimore. There is a free Ring of Honor show that I got a ticket for. So I'm going to go and check that out. And if there's anything interesting that happens there, I will do a podcast on that. But other than that, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys again very soon.